Well, it's a long gospel, and my homily is not exactly short, so there's even more time to go to confession if you really want to. And we heard in the second reading, didn't we? We heard reconciliation or reconciled 3 or 4 times. So it's pretty important for today's readings and today's theme. My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. So I'm sure all of us in one way or another can relate to the younger son who, you know, decides he's just going to go off and squander his inheritance with a life of dissipation and sin. That's typically who we can relate to when we need to go to confession. But what about the older son? He's filled with envy. He's filled with pride and superiority that, well, he's better than his brother because he never left and he never sinned so grievously. But if you think about it, he's actually lost in the same way. And in some ways it's worse because he's lost while he's at home. His father, it says, divided the property between them. He gave his older son his half as well. And his younger son was basically saying, you know, Dad, in your will, you were going to divide this property. So basically, I wish you were already dead so that I can have my half. But his elder son, he's actually killed this relationship that he had with his father already. And it was probably slow and harder to see, harder for him to notice. But did you catch what he said? The younger son, you know, he says, treat me as you would one of your hired servants. Treat me as a slave. He's ashamed. He doesn't think he deserves to be a son. But his older brother already thinks that. He says, I've never once disobeyed your orders. I really doubt his father was ordering him around. And all these years I served you. Not I lived with you, not I worked together with you, I served you. He's already in his own mind a servant and a slave. And he's cut off that father-son relationship for envy and for some sense of duty, apparently. So they're both living like orphans. They're both living as if they really can't or don't have a relationship with their father. And you know, we're all desiring what we call the transcendental things, these higher things, goodness, truth, beauty. We're pretty familiar with those, but we could say unitedness, unity, being together, being home, homecoming. That's why heaven, for one reason, will be so awesome, because we're going to be really at home, finally. And so that's why this theme is so important then. It's not just a story about him, it's a story about all of us. And just imagine, if you will, this younger son coming home, and not only, you know, does he come toward his father is running toward him. So imagine what's going through his head. Oh great, you know, he's gonna chew me out. I've squandered all of the money he gave me. Whatever he's thinking, he's also thinking, man, I'm dirty, I'm covered in dust and mud and who knows what else. I don't have anything to my name. So when his father hugs him, just imagine what he's feeling. No, don't touch me, Dad. No, I don't deserve this. He's rejecting the love that his father wants to give him. In a sense, he's kind of running away again from his father's embrace, his father's love. But again, the older son, he's already done that. He's already run away. He's already lost that relationship. And when his father comes to him, you can imagine him kind of reaching out to his son. My son, come inside. Your brother's back. Your brother's alive. And just imagine him just unloading on his dad. No, you never gave me these things. And just pushing that embrace away. So they're both prodigal in some sense. They're both wasting, not appreciating the things their father gave them. And there's, in a real sense, there's shame there. So guilt, right? I did something bad. That's normal. That's pretty healthy. But if it turns into shame, I am bad. I am evil. I am whatever sin that I did. That's shame. And both of them are experiencing that. That, no, I don't deserve your love, Father. I don't deserve these things. I'm unworthy. But there's another sense in which there's someone else who's prodigal. So some of the saints and the writer Henry Nouwen, Father Henry Nouwen, he talks about Jesus being a prodigal son. So of course not in the sense that he went off and sinned, but just as the younger son took everything that had been given him and went to a foreign country, so Jesus took everything the Father had given him. That's why we call him the Son of God, that the Father gives everything to the Son returns everything to the Father, and that love between them is the Holy Spirit. So Jesus takes everything his Father has given him. He goes to this foreign country, to this world where there's sin. It's nothing like his home in heaven. He doesn't waste all he has, but he gives everything to the last drop of his blood on the cross for us. And then through the cross, through his death and his resurrection, he returns back home to the Father. And this is important because this is not only a story about us, this is sort of the pattern of the whole entire world. The sun sets, the sun rises, Jesus dies and he rises. And the Trinity, the Father gives everything and the Son gives it back. It's this cycle of life and love. So Jesus doing this, it's not exactly foreign. And there's a poet named George MacDonald who influenced C.S. Lewis. And he writes about this and says, Jesus did on the wild, windswept hill of Calvary what he was always doing at home in the Father. He was always giving himself in love to the Father. He was always pouring himself back out to the Father. And the Father, of course, in the parable, he's giving everything he now has. Even though his son lost everything, he's giving still of what he has. He would probably be content just to be poor if his son had everything he could give. And so what about us? Do we picture our Heavenly Father as someone good, as someone giving? Do we picture ourselves as somebody deserving of it, in the sense that we have been called children of God and he's already given us that? Are we the older son that, well, we've been given this, but we don't really appreciate it? We're not really asking or using the things that have been given to us. The fattened calf was the older son's, but he never asked if he could have a party. It wasn't that his father wouldn't have given it to him. My son, you're here with me always. Everything I have is yours. Everything that the Father has given to Jesus, that's ours. So I think our question, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to squander it? Are we going to receive it? Are we going to share it, to give it back?